Hey guys, it's Anna again. I have so much information to share with you. It's going to seem like I am over communicating, and I need to, because this is really important. Remember the values and the goals that you set for your family? The only way they're going to get across is if you communicate them and communicate them well. So I'm just going to get real transparent here with you. So my communication style, as you know, there's tons of communication assessments you can do out there. Who are you? What's your style? So others know how to work with you, or you know how to work with others. My communication style is active controller. And I'm going to read it straight from the paper so you get a real clear idea of who I am. A force of nature, a strong presence and personality that values being in control. They are guarded by caring and protective of those around them. As they mask their vulnerability with tough, non-nonsense exterior, they may seem intimidating and confrontational. At higher integration, they combine their directness with compassion, collaboration with others, while serving the greater good. That is a great explanation of me. I'm the parent, I'm being the educator. Can you imagine being my child? That could be an issue for some. When my children, one of them is a strict perfectionist. Can you imagine a controlling person with a perfectionist, because I have my idea of how it should go and my child has a total different idea of what's expected, what it should look like, how it should be done. Also, I have an enthusiastic visionary. Let me tell you, being a parent that is controlling. When I had my child write his biology book, because that's we were teaching research, he wrote it in first person. He was a flower. He was red. And I lost my mind. You can't write a biology book that way. That's not a textbook. Well, he was homeschooled. He hadn't seen a textbook like I grew up with. So having communications with him without squashing his creativity, it was one of the most difficult things that I could do as a parent. So I had to work on me. That meant figuring out, how do I communicate normally, comfortably? How do my children communicate? Who are they? How are they doing things? And what's going to be in the best interest of the relationship? Because guys, there's really no bad teenagers. There's just teenagers without bad relationships with their parents. So I want you to take communication really serious. Set expectations, but set them in a way that your child can hear it, that you can hear them, and you both respond well. Some of the things that I've looked to in my education with my children is scripture. And I have quite a few listed here. The scripture regarding communication is what I call this worksheet. It's sound communication is vital, since without godly vision, people stray. So if you look at Proverbs 29:18, Isaiah 55:11, Ephesians 3:10-11, and 1 Peter, you're going to find some really good scripture. And one of the things that I did was I took these scriptures and I had my children read through them with me. And we got to learn what it was about and how we could do it. These are great lunchtime or breakfast discussions. Start your day on communication, or take a break in the middle of your day at lunch hour and go through some of these. These are awesome topics for conversation. There's victory in a multitude of wise counselors. Now, I don't know everything there is about homeschooling. I don't know everything there is about every subject, but I'm smart enough to look to others to help me out. Like I said, science and math, we went to my husband for that. He's an electrical engineer. Good subject matter for him, but not necessarily for me. So going to other parents, asking questions, being vulnerable and saying, I don't know how, but also being open and receptive for another parent might come to you and say, hey, I noticed your child was struggling in an area. It's okay. Listen. You could flush their comment, dismiss it, but be nice. Listen. Check it out. It could be true. Sometimes our kids are so good at task avoiding that you might miss the point that they really are struggling in an area. So once again, we're going to take in wise counsel, flush the things we don't want to listen to, and move forward in our education. But when we're looking for wise counselors and we're leaning into the word, Proverbs 11:14, Proverbs 15:22, Proverbs 24:6. So I have many of these, and I don't want to share them all now, but I will post them for you so that you can grab them. But there are some in here about, and this is a great one for that lunch hour because you get kind of tired in the day, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and speak sparingly. How many times have we been told that when we were in school? Not exactly that way, but this is the kind of language we want to use with our kids. So when we're looking at language with our children, what is their love language? What's the best way to communicate with them? My home, one of my children, her love language is touch. She loves hugs. She loves that intimate time. I don't. That's not my love language. I like gifts. I like post-it notes with words of affirmation, but not hugging, and that's just not my love language. So I had to develop the I and the understanding that my child really needs a hug. She needs a hug when she's doing well. She needs a hug when she really just wants to have a meltdown. She needs hugs. She likes to hold hands and take walks. Those are important to her. So with that being her love language, when she does something really well, we give hugs. When she does something that she's not too proud of, we're going to give a hug and we're just going to talk it out because that's what she needs. And when you speak to your child in their love language, it's really amazing how open and receptive they become to hearing what you have to say. So now let's talk about words of affirmation. The first time I ever heard somebody say words of affirmation, I had to go Google it because I didn't know really what it was. And I had parents who spoke very directly, very clearly, and they weren't what I'd consider mushy. And that's what I put words of affirmation. When our kids are learning, they're learning something new, and it's really a big struggle. So one of the things that I would really encourage you to do when it comes to test taking, what do you think about getting some kids who are studying the same thing and sit at a table, at a circle, or sit in your living room floor and share information? Share with one another. Talk about the same subject, not in a test format, but in a conversational format. What did you learn? How did you learn it? And then when the kids are responding, give them positive words. Wow, I never took it from that. That was a great insight. Did you hear how wonderful that was thought out? Those are really good words of affirmation. And that's in a group setting. So your child is getting feedback from their peers. The child is getting feedback from you. And hopefully there will be another adult hanging around that's giving the same amount of words of affirmation. Sometimes we all need a pat on the back, and sometimes it looks like words of affirmation. And we also have a list for you. I'm going to read a couple of them off for you so you can set them in your own sentence structure. For me, I don't have them all. I'm still working it out, and I'm an empty nester now, but I do this with my grandkids. I do this with my children to this day, and also my employees. Things like, well done, great job, seems pretty simple. How about, thank you for being a part of my life? If you have teenagers, little story of mine, the best thing I could think about one of my children one day was to say, thank you for being a part of my life. And he was a smart mouth. And he said, did I have any choice? Move on, let it go. It's not easy to do, but you are role modeling the communication that you would like to have with your children. And sometimes some things just need to be overlooked. That was one of them. Not hard every day, but some days it is hard. You are deserving of praise for how much work you're doing. Sounds like a little bit, but that's a lot. You try so hard. These are words of affirmation to build up and strengthen our children in their self-confidence and give them confidence in what they're learning. So the more you can utilize these words in everyday language, the more you are going to have success in communicating with your child. My gift for you is about communication. Go to my website and find out your child's love language and how you can best communicate with your child.